Okay, we
Love
are going
Hope
to
Radio.
We're going to shine bright like diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky.
You and I are like beautiful diamond crystals in the sky and everywhere we go. I am so delighted to have you all with me. I'm back. Can you believe it? You probably wondered, what happened to Audrey? And you were right. I have been so swamped the last couple weeks, arriving, getting ready and moving to the beautiful desert. Talk about a diamond in the world, this part of the world in the desert. The beauty here is just absolutely breathtaking. Everywhere I turn, I see something new and beautiful, and in the cactus flowers, in the little lizards that go by that you don't want to walk into or walk over. I saw a turtle run across me, across the road the other day, and just so much excitement here in being in a new vibration and a new energy vortex here in Arizona. I'm coming to you live from Scottsdale, Arizona, here at the My Beauty Angel Show worldwide, here in association with Blog Talk Radio. We're Greater Good Ministries, where it's inspiration all the time for your body, mind, and spirit, for your soul. And I really appreciate all the listeners hanging in there and being patient with me, because I have been gone, like I said, on a little mini hiatus for the last couple weeks. My name is Audrey Quinn, and I am your host. Cindy is on vacation with her family. My co-host, Cindy Herman, the author of To Feel is to Heal. She is in her bliss and enjoying herself, I'm sure, with her family. I'm real excited to get Cindy back on the air, because she's been on vacation the last couple of weeks since I've been out. I relocated here. David and I, we relocated, my soulmate David T, otherwise known as Bear. He's my bear. And he's making a funny face right now when I said that. So he's a sweet bear, and he and I had decided to relocate to Scottsdale, Arizona, just outside of Carefree and Cave Creek. We're kind of somewhere in the middle of those two, and it is so peaceful and aesthetically beautiful, and more than that, even more than the physical beauty, the energetic beauty of the people here is so amazing. How down to earth, kind, caring, and family style the people, the hospitality. I mean, I thought that I was supposed to have a warm, fuzzy hospitality in Dallas, Texas. But honestly, I just, you know, I call a spade, and I have to tell you like it is, the energy wasn't right for me there. I didn't have the warm fuzzies for 2 years there. I gave it 2 years of a chance, and I will give it a lot of credit for the fact that I met the love of my life, David, my bear. I met my bear there, but other than that, it's just not for me. There's certain parts of the planet that are better energetically for our souls, where our souls resonate. And so sometimes you need an astrotography reading to figure that out, or you don't even need a reading. Just follow your own heart and soul and energy and go visit a place and feel it. You know, and David and I came here last April, and we came to Sedona and checked it out, and also Phoenix and parts of not even really this area. I took a leap of faith to come to this area, and I was divinely guided by Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, and some of my spirit guides chose this address where I'm living, and where I'm so grateful. I'm doing the grateful giddy up every day. It's very cowboyish here too. I love the country. You just drive through and see horses and animals, and lots of animal totems, the cactus people, the rock people. There's gorgeous, huge, ginormous boulders everywhere. And I can't wait to just ride my mountain bike cruising through all these boulders, be in boulder bliss. Are you going to join me, y'all? Let's go on a boulder bliss and ride together. You can ride, you know, you can find some meetup groups wherever you live on the planet to do some riding, whether you're a beginner or a advanced technical rider. So it's pretty exciting, actually. And there's just so much that this part of the world offers. And I'm biased because I just moved here. But I would just highly recommend, if you get a chance wherever you live, to come to Arizona and check it out, because it is definitely worthy. And you might fall in love. Your soul and spirit might fall in love just like mine did. Let me tell you all that our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And you can press 1. I am a natural-born empath, clairsentient person. I don't do readings per se, but I do get hits on answers, some answers for people. And I can tell you what my intuition would say to you if you're open to that. But I'm not promoting myself as a reader. I have many, many gifted, highly evolved friends that have been reading for years that make a career of it. And they are my special guests that you know, that you've heard and you've called in from time to time. People like Amanda Dowell from Messengers of the Light, people like Barbara DeLosier, Reverend B out of Florida, who is my producer, who I'm so grateful for this blog talk opportunity with Greater Good Ministry. She's our creator and founder of Empower You Enterprises, because really what we're doing by having these shows is empowering you to follow your passion and your heart and soul and that fire and desire that gets you up every morning and you want to make it a great day and make it a super day. And, you know, I just want to encourage you to be that bright, shiny diamond that you want to be. And any imperfections, that's just beautiful, because that's what makes you even more perfect, is honoring the flaws and the little diamonds that you are. And just like Michelangelo says, you know, in the art, it's the imperfections of the beautiful art that actually become the masterpiece, you know, and completion of the masterpiece. Anyways, again, my name is Audrey Quinn. I'm your host of the My Beauty Angel Show. It's an empowering show. It's about finding your inner beauty and focusing on your inner beauty and recognizing beauty in others, beauty in Mother Earth, Mother Nature, animals, the water, creatures, you name it. God's got it, right? Because God is awesome. Spirit is awesome. Let's just fly on by like flying through the sky with the eagles high in the sky. I love the bald eagle, don't you? Aren't they just breathtaking? So I'm not sure if I'll go a full hour today. It depends on if we have any callers call in. You know, my guests are all on a hiatus and vacation. It's kind of that time of the year right now. You know, it's middle of August, August 15th. And it is a very busy time. A lot of people are on vacation. So, you know. But here are some questions you might want to ask yourself, folks. What is your purpose in this life? Are you on your right path? Does it feel right? Go with your feeling. Go with your gut. Did you know that the placement of the moon in your birth chart is going to help indicate any karmic tendencies that you will carry over from a past life? And that your main sun sign in your chart is also going to reveal your life purpose and the lessons you need to learn? Just a little tidbit there, a little caveat for you. But yes, we are live here from the beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm so jazzed up because I had this awesome lady named Crystal over here with the cycle shop. And she's going to be our guest here soon, too, in the future. She did a fabulous job. My bike came out of Amazon. I got this really cool woman's bike called Diamondback Mountain Bike, and it's got the front end suspension. And let me tell you, folks, you can get these awesome deals on Amazon.com, get bikes. And whether you're male or female, anyways, she's testing it. I can see her out front my gate in the cement there, taking it for a ride to see if it's good, you know, if it's all good to go and get on the boulder path here next to the boulders and go for a ride, which I'm so excited to do. And I also want to get up to Flagstaff, where it's a little bit cooler because we've had like over 100, 110 degrees here. But since there's no humidity like the humidity in Texas, it really is refreshing because it's still tolerable. And I love the heat, but I just don't like the humidity. And thank goodness for no humidity here in Arizona. So, yes, I got this totally cool Diamondback woman's mountain bike. Do I need to sit on it to make sure of the seat? Okay, and so pardon me, folks, but we are going to, you know, I'm going to play a little commercial for us here real quick and have you listen to our GGM radio show schedule because we have so many awesome hosts. And I'll have you listen to that, and we'll be back in a moment after I try on my mountain bike for size so I can make sure it's ready to go for a ride.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. DeLosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Welcome back, everyone, to the My Beauty Angel Show, broadcasting to you from Scottsdale, Arizona, USA, the beautiful desert, Desert Bloom. Woo! I just had a nice little introduction to my new bike from Crystal, the bike queen, and she helped me. She's got my bike all dialed in and safe and ready, you know, because when you buy a bike, especially if it comes out of the box directly from a manufacturer to your doorstep and you didn't get it from a shop, no problem. You just need to have someone like her shop to go ahead and just tune it up. Thank you, Crystal. And I just said goodbye. She's a sweetheart. She even came to my home, if you can believe that. That is service. Service with a smile. She's very sweet, and she's been working on bikes for, I think, 10 years. In fact, she'd be a great guest to talk about mountain biking and mountain biking meetups and how to meet great people that have like-minded interest and the hobby, the beauty angel of riding and being one with Mother Earth and, you know, the good oxygen out in the air, in the country air, and or the city air. Some people love the city. I love to visit the city. I love to visit New York, but really, I'm really into this peaceful desert energy right now. It's quite lovely, quite lovely. So I am loving it, and just hoping that you are hearing me and realize I didn't abandon you all, because I know it seemed like I abandoned you, but I certainly didn't. I love you all, and I've appreciated all your support the last several months. And Reverend B. Barbara DeLosier of Empower You Enterprises and our producer of these wonderful shows, Greater Good Ministries, I'm so grateful to be. She's helped me, inspire me, and helped me get to the Wild Wild West here in Scottsdale. And it really is a wild, wild, beautiful West, and I am definitely grateful in every way to be here. And I am grateful to talk with any of you all that have anything that you'd like to talk about or just want to make a comment or chit-chat with me on the air, just a regular, normal conversation, or if you have any questions you need my advice on, feel free. My website is www.mybeautyangel.com. And the call-in number here is 347-237-5339. Again, 347-237-5339. Don't be shy. If you live in Italy or if you live in Greece, it doesn't matter. You can still Skype in. We have worldwide Skypers from around the planet that call in and speak with us here on the My Beauty Angel Show. But really do want to spread the love, the greater good ministries of peace, love, and joy, prosperity, good health, you know, all the above, all the wonderful, beautiful things that life gifts to us each day when we wake up every day, because there's always so much to be grateful for, isn't there? There's so much to be grateful for, and I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to speak with you all about just about any topic of life. You know, I do life coaching, and I also refer people for spiritual guidance and help to with others, you know, that need to that you might be divinely guided to resonate with for any help, whether it be a loss of a loved one or career or love or real estate decisions, you name it. I have some awesome sources I can connect you to. And also our producer, Barbara Delosier. You can find her on Facebook, Barbara Delosier, D-E-L-O-Z-I-E-R. She is one of the best readers on the planet here, and she's also my producer of Greater Good Ministries. And she has very reasonable rates, and she is worth every dime. She is amazing. I love her with all my heart, and she's just like family to me. So I encourage you to get a reading from her. If you can, if you can get a hold of her, and if you can find her on Facebook. You can also find my page on Facebook, which is My Beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y, Angel, My Beauty Angel. And you can feel free to call in at 347-237-5339 and hit 1. And you just hit 1, and I am happy to help you any way that I can, or if you just want to speak with me. I love to speak with new people, and I love to speak with people from around the planet. Any topic, you name it, we can discuss it. You know, I just very grateful to have the show and to have my special guests. I've got several guests that couldn't make it this week because they are in either New Mexico or Chicago or somewhere on vacation. They're all out on vacation, and it is that time of year. August is vacation time of the month. So anyways, I'd love to hear from you what's on your mind. I think we may call it an early show tonight, but if not, then I guess you'll still hear me talking here from Scottsdale, Arizona, on the My Beauty Angel Show. Audrey Quinn is my name, and I have been studying metaphysics for 22 years. I've worked with Louise Hay, Doreen Virtue, Sonia Choquette. I have had some fabulous teachers, some of the most, Wayne Dyer, so many people that I have read all their books, and then I got to meet them in person years ago, and I just adore their works and the love and the humanitarian help that they offer folks on a soul, body, mind, spirit level. And so I guess God has put me in this position to help me help you and to help guide you in the right direction in any area of your life. If I can't help you, I can direct you to several people who can, I'm sure, that will be able to resonate with what your heart desires and what your soul desires. But the My Beauty Angel Show is about just recognizing beauty everywhere, beauty within yourself, within your inner soul and spirit, and the beauty of the mountains, the sea, the animals, the trees, the birds, the bees, you name it. And don't be shy. Our number is 347 237-5339 and just hit number one. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I will tell you that when I landed here, I've only lived here a week and a half now from Dallas, and I just love the people, love the energy. I'm in complete bliss every day that I wake up in every way. Just a state of awesome gratitude, and I just feel like a little child, you know, like at Christmas. Like, what's going to be the next gift I'm going to open? Isn't that a great feeling? I wonder if you all recognize that kind of feeling. It's so nice, especially after a few years suffering through depression, recovering from spinal surgery, and all the things that I had to go through and rise out of the ashes like the phoenix in order to get to where I am today, and happy and delighted to enlighten and inspire you and to hopefully bring some kind of sunshine and some kind of joy your way in whatever direction you need help, whether it's your career, love life, health. I'm not a doctor, but I do know folks. I know some holistic naturopathic methodologies that do work and that I've learned from some great teachers as well in the health arena. You know, we've got Dr. Oz, Dr. Mercola, and several other great teachers to do with keeping our body pure and taking care of our temple and loving it as God wants us to love our temple. Because really, if without our health, it doesn't matter how many millions of dollars we have in the bank, quite frankly, we're not very rich until our body is working properly and we're eating the right foods, staying away from the toxins and the poisons that are in some of our foods. We have to be real careful and very choosy and selective about what we do put in the nutrition that we do put in our bodies. You know, and to help our bodies run more efficiently and to be happy cells on a cellular level, chit-chatting with each other and doing the happy dance. So how many are you, I wonder how many listeners we have out there that love mountain biking like me. I'm so excited to go riding around all the trails and boulders and different trails around here. You don't have to be aggressive about it. You can be a beginner. I'm a beginner rider. I just love to get out there and get some exercise and, you know, a good 45 minutes to an hour, ride the bike, come back, take a nice hot shower, a hot bubble bath with a candlelight on, be grateful for the day, reflect on the day, reflect on life, reflect on our friendships, reflect on the animals, the cactus, whatever you might see that helps you feel good inside, makes you smile, makes your spirit smile. I don't know if you can tell, but my spirit has totally been smiling for the last 45 minutes I've been talking, because I'm so happy that I'm here, that I just feel so grateful. And love to help others, and that's what this show is about, and helping others realize their dreams, follow their heart's desire, and taking the negatives to a positive, you know? Sit down, take a piece of paper, and whatever's negative in your life, write the exact positive, opposite, polar opposite positive next to it, and just take that thought and change that station to the positive station in your mind. And it will start to make you feel better. And write down all the things that you love in your life and all your goals and dreams. And I don't care how big or wild or crazy they are, write them down, because you just never know what God and Spirit has in mind to manifest those dreams. And there's power in the written word, using your wand. Your word is your wand, just like Florence Scovel Shinn, one of my favorite writers. In her book, she's got that, your word is your wand. Get your words down on paper. Write down your feelings, your thoughts. It doesn't have to be a journal. It can just be cute little notes throughout the day. and focus on all the sweet things happening in your life or goals or, you know what, even if it's something that's sad, get it out. Get it out on paper. Shed the tears. Get the box of Kleenex and let it all out because it feels so good to release those tears and it's so healthy for you too. They had a dish the other day. I was with my soulmate David and he tried to order it. It was so sweet. I said, "So what are you going to have, Dave, what do you want for an appetizer?" He says, "Oh, I'm ordering the desert tears." I said, "Oh, what's the desert tears?" Oh, I looked. It was little jalapeno peppers filled with some kind of neat stuffing, but unfortunately, they discontinued it from the menu, but I just thought it was so cute, so sweet, and he was actually starting to get all teary-eyed when he said desert tears, so he can be quite the clown, but he was real serious for that in that moment talking about the desert tears. It was really sweet, so I had something exciting happen to today. I was referred to a great colorist here because I didn't know anybody just being here a week and a half. And it's always scary to find someone new to do your hair color. And I have really grown my hair out, you know, the color. I look like a zebra. Right now it's not very pretty or glamorous, but that's okay. I have a great appointment tomorrow with somebody in Scottsdale, in Old Town Scottsdale, that's pretty awesome from what I've heard. It came highly recommended. So I'm looking forward to seeing this woman in the morning, getting that done. And I'm looking forward to thanking the person that referred me as well. And not only that, the person that I spoke with is one of the top talent agents here in Scottsdale for lifestyle print and commercial work. So I've done some work here and there, you know, in the last several years, and I would like to have an agent at this point. So I'm very excited to connect with this agent and with this gal that I spoke with on the phone today, Alexa. I felt a connection and I did submit some of my work to her and portfolio, and hopefully I can do some creative work that way. But really, I enjoy the spiritual work more than any kind of physical beauty work. I love to help people on the inner level, you know, on the inner planes of the energies that we have. We have so many layers within us, you know. There's so much to talk about. Again, you're all listening to the My Beauty Angel Show, where we're inspiring you all the time. My producer is Greater Good Ministries, Barbara DeLosier, Reverend B, other known as Reverend B. I call her Crystal B. She's the author of Crystal Healing and Beyond. Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond 2012, about the relationships with all the crystal rocks and stones. Speaking of crystals, oh my goodness, Spirit had me wander in to rare earth stones and crystals over the weekend. And they used to be in Sedona, apparently. I met one of the managers there, David and I. These crystal stones were like dinosaur age, ginormous, like giant dinosaur size. I mean, just phenomenal, awesome. I mean, it'd take five of me to make one of them, size-wise, as far as height. And I'm pretty tall. I'm almost 5'10", and these crystals are huge. They're tall and they're wide, you know. And there was the amethyst, the crystal quartz, the white ones. There were the lapis, turquoise. Oh, I can't even remember all the names. I'm not Crystal B like our producer. She's the expert on all the crystals. But, oh, my mouth just dropped. I was in awe of all these beautiful beautiful stones that are really from around the world, not only Arkansas, but other parts of the world, other countries, these beautiful rare gems. And there's some great restaurants around here in the desert, but I'm really enjoying eating at home and organic as much as possible to keep myself free of pesticides as much as I can so that we can stay out of the hospital, out of the medical facilities, and stay away from them, because that's a big business, as we know, right? Again, this is the My Beauty Angel show here on Blog Talk Radio, and our producer is Greater Good Ministries. I think what we'll do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break and listen to a little public service announcement. So if you'll stay with me, I'm going to have you listen to something real important.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to My Beauty Angel with Audrey Quinn on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Audrey.
Welcome back, listeners, to the My Beauty Angel show, worldwide internet, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and Greater Good Ministries. This is Audrey Quinn. I'm your host. And my co-host, Cindy Herman, is out on a lovely vacation with her dear family, and I hope they are having a ball, a complete, absolute, fun, blissful, happy, joyful time, and lots of great memories created, because really that's what we take with us, right? In the end, it's not the material things in life that matter. It's the memories that we treasure with our friends, and the warm, fuzzy feelings, and the laughter, and the joy, and the now David's making some clown faces at me as I'm saying that, but that's okay. I wish he would call in so he could hear his lovely Texan accent, and I wish he wouldn't be so shy, but I'm encouraging any of our listeners to call in. Don't be shy. Area code 347-237-5339. Just hit 1 to talk with me live, and you can ask any question you want. I may not have the answer, but I'm also going to be very honest and tell you if I do have the answer, and if I don't, I'll tell you that too, and I'll tell you how I can refer you or help you with someone else that does have an answer or a suggestion, a spiritual suggestion that will benefit you in your life in some way, whether it's beauty on the outside or the beauty of your spirit on the inside that just needs a little help from your friends. Don't you love that song, I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends? I love it. So you're listening to the My Beauty Angel show, and I've probably said that too many times. Usually I forget to say it at all. So since it's just me, I'm not on top of my game. I'm usually with not only a special guest every week, but I'm also with a co-host. So we usually have three of us on the line. So I'm having to chit-chat it up a little bit for a couple other people that are missing, our special guests. I believe we're going to have Mario Donato, a wonderful psychic medium guest. He's from the Palm Springs, Palm Desert, next week. And Mario is a gem. I've had a reading with him myself. He's absolutely very gifted, and he is one of a kind. He has the most beautiful website I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to post it in the chat box. For Janet or anybody else who would like to know who Mario Donato is, you can step inside his world by looking at his website. And he's got a stunning website. He's also, he's really multidimensional. I find that spiritual people have many dimensions. You know, they are artists. This guy, he's a reader, he's a clairvoyant, a life strategist, intuitive coach. I guess I look to myself, or I would say I represent life strategies and intuition as a person. And that's why I'm here, to teach people to follow their intuition. And I've been studying life strategy myself for 22 years. And very old soul and antique. So because of that, I have enough knowledge and wisdom to share. And, you know, I can't give it away. I can't keep it, pardon me, unless I give it away to you. How's that? I can't keep it unless I give it away. So Mario is a very gifted clairvoyant, and he has the ability to see auric fields, personal archetypes, as well as help read DNA sequences and mind patterns and oversoul matrices. And he also does astro charts. A good friend of mine, Joni Ross, and special guest, one of my favorite astrologers on the planet, I would refer you to Joni for an astrology chart, personal astrology chart reading. She's outstanding. I don't know about Mario's astral readings, because I've had just the psychic medium reading from him and his cards, but he does have some exceptional techniques, and he's just a great person, great soul as well. You know, and he's doing what spirit has put him on this planet to do, and that's really what life is about, following our spirit and what we're guided and led to do, because it will continue to repeat. You know, whatever you resist will persist. Have you ever heard that saying? For better or worse, it will persist if we ignore it. We'll keep coming back to it. And God and spirit will keep nudging us in the right direction until we are on our correct path. And whether that be the path of prosperity and out of debt, the path of love and out of hate, you know, the path of destruction and go back to self-love, self-care. You know, there's so many different paths, and everybody's on a different one, and that's what makes our world so beautiful. And that's why I love to have this special My Beauty Angel show with different educators from different parts of the metaphysical world on the show each week. So each week we will be having special guests, so stay tuned. We've only got a few more minutes left of this show, but next week I'm going to have Mario, and then we'll have more and more guests here from the Arizona area as well as other parts of the country and the planet, because if you personally know any of you listeners, or you yourself would like to be on my show, just please contact me on my Facebook page, which is My Beauty Angel. You can send me a message there, or you can send me a private message, Audrey Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, on Facebook. You would like to refer someone that really should be on Blog Talk Radio, that I should be interviewing, that has a lot of love and light to share with the world, then definitely referrals are awesome. That's how we, that's what makes the world go around, and that's how we find out about each other and help each other, and that's what this life is all about. It's about sharing, caring, and loving each other, because you know what? And this world, you know, in spiritual life, you know, competition, there is no such thing as a competition. You know, it's all about loving each other. There's no competition in divine mind. That was a thought that I had that I needed to share. There's no competition in divine mind, in a true divine mind, in a high vibrational person's spirit, you know. Although I see it a lot, I don't subscribe to it and never will. And that's my personal opinion. You have yours and I have mine, and that's how we do. And it looks like we have someone on Area 505 listening in. I don't know if they wanted to say hello. I'm going to see if you would like to say hello, Area Code 505. And if I don't hear anything out of you, that's just fine. I'll honor your wish and leave you alone. Hi, Area Code 505. Welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show.
Hello. I will always say hello.
Oh, hello.
I didn't have too much to talk about, and so I was leaving it open for the people that might have been in the queue.
Oh, no, feel free. Who am I speaking with, dear?
My name is Janet.
Oh, you're Janet. Oh, thank you, Janet, for being here. Janet, in the chat, right? Janet Drone?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I haven't
okay.
been in any of the chats.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm usually just on the telephone. But have
are
we
you really? Where are you, located?
New Mexico.
Oh, you are. It's so beautiful there.
What part, yes.
What part of New Mexico are you in, Janet?
I am in between Gallup and Grants on the west side of New Mexico, about 120 miles from Albuquerque.
Oh, do you love it there?
Yes, we've been here for 20 years. I'm from California, and it beats the heck out of California.
Oh, it sure does, I bet. I passed through there, Janet, on the way here a week and a half ago. You probably heard me say I just moved here to the Scottsdale Carefree, more on the border of Carefree and Cave Creek, and stopped, went, you know, driven through the Albuquerque area. And what was the other area in New Mexico? Oh, gosh, it was another, right through there. Oh, Las Cruces. We had some beautiful Mexican food in the old town there.
Oh,
and
you came from down south. Okay.
Yes, from Texas, from Dallas, Texas. And it was really beautiful. I loved all the mountains and the style of homes. There's in this area, there's some homes, you know, the adobe style. The gorgeous adobe. There's quite a few of those around here, around us, too.
The Hogan. Did you see any Hogan?
I probably did, but didn't know that was the name. How do you spell that, Janet?
They're Hogans. They're octagon-shaped houses that the Navajos still do live in. They don't have electric. They don't have septic systems. Are they, and they store their water in a very big, huge plastic container. This is like in parts living in the old days.
Oh, I love it. I love that. And the Navajos are very prominent here in Arizona, the Navajo tribe land. Right?
Yes.
In Arizona as well. Are you now? I'm sensing, I'm picking up. Are you Navajo, or do you have a Mexican background?
I don't have Mexican, and if I do have Indian, it's not been told to me. But I did have a regression many years ago that the vision is a Navajo lady sitting by a pond with full color gear, beautiful, and I cannot get that picture out of my mind. That's the only inkling that tells me I would have Indian. I know that my ancestors owned farms that were owners of slave plantations.
Oh, really? I hear that in your voice. I do hear that, what you said, the Navajo lady. And when I said, like, the Mexican, they have the Mexican Indian, you know, with the beautiful pottery and the, almost like
yeah.
the Mayans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that in you. Now, did you have a question that you wanted to ask me, or are you just enjoying listening today? Usually I have a couple other people on with me, so I really thank you for listening. I hope I wasn't too boring tonight.
No, like I said, I would have left if you were.
Do you listen to Blog Talk Radio very often, or?
I have for the last 6 weeks. I've been told in June I had gift, and since then I've learned that my mother, even though she didn't speak about it, she had gifts. So highly sensitive. Now it explains why she took the TV out of her bedroom in her later years. She was bedridden, and because the TV just was too much for her to watch and too sensitive to it. And I found out my grandmother is very gifted. So that's what got me into on the Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're following your heritage, your gift
yes.
from your heritage, from your family, and
yes.
you're discovering your gifts more. Is that it? Right now you're
yes.
you're just kind of following your intuition, right, and learning more about them, about your gifts.
I knew I had gifts most of my life, however, not in that way. I just knew things, and I would share it with people because I'm very outspoken.
Yeah.
And I would say, I don't know how I know this, but da-di-da-di-da. Or people would come to me for advice about their own personal things going on. Or
now, are you giving readings? Are you consulting anyone, Janet, right now, or giving readings or anything?
No, I've been invited. That it's going to be happening soon to a couple of the shows because, well, they just feel, they've read me, they feel me, they are wanting to see me grow with guidance because I'm also tapping into things that I got myself into a little spot with a negative being. I knew something was around, but I didn't know what, and they were able to tell me what and clean it out because, you know, I'm going to practice what I'm learning, and I totally learned how to ground myself or protect myself, and so I kind of got myself in a spot. And then I called the blog radio to get help.
Oh, so what do you need help with? The grounding, did you say?
Everything. There is so much you've got to learn to protect yourself when you're getting
yes.
into areas. There's the tarot cards I'm also seem to be interested in but haven't got any cards. And then there's confusingness because there's so many cards to pick. How do I know what? I have another issue where I don't have stores available to me. It's 120 miles down the road. So how do I shop on the internet if I can't look at if I can't feel the cards? All these questions. I need somebody strapped to my side to give me the information I need.
Right. Are you looking for some private consultation in these directions? Do you need help
well, yes,
with
but
private?
But it's got to be where it won't be financial. Because
yes.
of my lifestyle and my family, and you know, so I'm doing the best I can on the pocketbook.
Right. Well, you know, so what would be your first? What's the one or two things that you need help with, like that are priorities for you right now that you feel?
Priorities would be to accomplish. Doing my chakras because I did it the other night, and then I was told by Dr. Gregory Scott that I hadn't cleaned them out all the way. I think it was him, and so he did that for me and gave me
a healing. Excellent. He's wonderful.
Oh, he
I'm glad
excellent.
You found him. He's part
powerful.
Of our Greater Good Ministries. Yes, he's very powerful. I've worked
yes.
with him. He's done some healings with me. I'm so happy you found him.
Yeah, but again, he's good when I need him like that, but I can't afford to go and put money out. And
sure.
I feel bad, but, you know, I have to protect myself in that area. So
sure.
again, then he can't always be there for me, and that's how I use the blog, and different people have offered help. And,
to help you, right. And now, you know you can order
from
some,
a good... What?
Do you know you can order some wonderful cards on Amazon.com, tarot cards? You can find a bunch of different ones, different styles.
So are you saying I should sit there and feel these cards with myself? I can do it that way? I know I'm capable of doing that way. I just didn't know if I had to physically hold these things, or can I go on the website and make... When I go to Walmart and I've got a birthday present to pick, I don't decide on what I'm going to pick. I use my senses to pick it for me. And I've done this
for
years.
Well, your senses can work through a computer, too. I mean, you know, we're in a technology age. We're in the digital age. But, I mean, I love being in person more than anything, to feel, to touch and feel and smell and use the five senses. But if you can do that, that would be great if that's your first choice. But if you can't, some people like to do everything on the Internet. I mean, I myself love finding deals. I find great when you say pocketbook deals. I love to save myself. And I do the pocketbook deals on Amazon. And I just go with what attracts me, whether it's the dolphins, the fairies. You know, what makes your heart sing or touches you? I like that gypsy look, or, you know, something... Or the medicine card, you know, the Native American. I mean, you can find all of that on, you know, you can go to hayhouse.com or you can go to amazon.com for the deals. Hay House has some good sales, though, Louise Hay, and she promotes all the different tarot cards as well. But
Let me write that down. What is it?
Hayhouse.com. I'll put it in the chat box. Are you in there on the chat box?
No, I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone? Okay, it's www.hayhouse.com. Hayhouse.com.
Hayhouse.
H-A-Y, like hay, like a bale of hay, house.com.
Oh.
Yeah, H-A-Y, house.com. Hayhouse.com.
I got it.
You got it?
Finally.
They have products, right, on the left-hand side. You can subscribe to the free newsletter, and then you can see they'll have all their different books and newsletters and, you know, but also they have the gifts and kits. And if you just, I would write in the search button. I'm going to go up in there and see if they have the tarot. It may not be under tarot cards, but it might. Let me see, under Hay House. Angel, she does. She has the card decks. She has the Doreen Virtue Angel Tarot, the numerology guidance cards, the flower therapy, if you love flowers. Ooh, flower therapy, oracle cards, the indigo angel cards, Mary Queen of Angel cards. So that's just one area, you know, and then also you can get her free newsletter, which is free spiritual wisdom all the time, which
yeah.
I subscribe. Yeah, and that's real nice. Just enter your email address up at the top, and you'll get little newsletters and special sales. Oh, and, you know, and Amazon.com is fun to look and put a few things on your wish list and then go back and review them, decide what you want for a discount, you know, a great discounted price if you don't like. Because sometimes Hay House can be expensive, but they have great sales, you know.
Yeah, you got to watch where you're shopping.
Right, exactly. But Amazon always has a ton of great deals. So for, you know, for really a fraction of the price. But anyways, I want to bless you and thank you so much for calling in, Janet. We're about ready to go off the air, but you're welcome to call into my show any Thursday at your time. It's 4 o'clock Pacific time, whatever time that is, New Mexico. You're welcome to call in and get a one-question free mini reading. Maybe next week if Mario's going to be with us, you can call in for a free reading.
You know, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, so thank you so much for calling in and joining us, and I believe you need to follow your gifts.
You called me in, girl.
Yes, I called you in for a reason.
Okay, thank you, hon.
Lots of love to you, Janet. You sound beautiful to me. Okay, bye, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Bless you.
Bye.